So we need barricades because 2 years ago, an attack happened on the Armenian quarter, on specifically on the Cow's Garden, due to an illegal deal that endangers the perpetuity and the continuity of the Armenian presence in Jerusalem. This land is 11,500 square meters. It's 25% of the quarter. If we lose it, it's only a matter of a generation or two before the Armenian presence disappears incrementally.
I'm Peter Oborne, and I'm with Kegan Balyan, who represents the Save the Ark. What is Save the Ark?
Save the Ark is a movement tasked for the preservation and the defense of the Armenian Quarter of Jerusalem.
And we're in the Armenian Quarter now.
Yes, and specifically in the Cow's Garden.
The Cow's Garden, which is also a parking lot.
Yes.
For Armenians. Now, is that the external wall of the old city?
Yes.
Beautiful. It's such a privilege.
Here, all the way through there.
Such a privilege, so just to
really
be
a, yeah, it's really a treasure in the old city of Jerusalem.
And we're in the heart of the Armenian Quarter.
Yes, yes. And on the highest point on Mount Zion.
The highest point?
Yes.
And how long have Armenians been here in Jerusalem?
The Armenian presence has had the longest continuous and uninterrupted presence in the old city of Jerusalem, spanning 1700 years.
1700 years,
yes.
Since the first Armenians came, not long after the birth or the death of Christ, one you would say.
I mean, when
crucifixion, yeah?
When in 301 Armenia adopted Christianity as an official state religion, Armenian pilgrims began flocking to Jerusalem. So we've been here since the late Roman Empire, and we have outlasted the Byzantine Empire, the Mamluks, the Seljuks, the Ottomans, all the way to
the British, time. Even like
the British as well.
And here you are, and I cannot tell you what a privilege it is to be here. And is this the external wall as well?
Yes, right here.
Now, I now find myself standing beside barricades with what is the Armenian flags.
Yes, exactly.
Now, why in the old city of Jerusalem do you need barricades?
So basically, a property development company called Zana Gardens, through an illegal deal, and I say illegal because according to the bylaws of the Armenian Patriarchate of Jerusalem, any deal above 49 years are strictly forbidden. And this development company managed, via a corrupt priest, to get a 98-year lease.
What was this development company? Tell me a bit about it. Who owned it?
The majority shareholders, their names are Daniel Rubinstein or Daniel Rothman. He has a few aliases, as well as George Warwar. One is an Israeli-Australian businessman. The other is an Arab-Israeli Christian businessman.
And what do they want to do with this area?
They want to basically build a hotel on this land. And they basically want to take over the land, which is 11,500 square meters, and it represents 25% of the Armenian quarter.
Of course, there have been a lot of these sort of deals, not just involving Armenians.
Yes, of course.
Not just your land, but the Greek Orthodox, the Catholic Church, I believe.
I mean, the whole of Christianity is under attack over here. And Christians should unite and stand as one to push back these attacks, whether it's via the taxations or encroachments. The Christian presence is fundamental to the cultural character of Jerusalem, and it should be maintained and protected.
Now, why have you got barbed wire?
Because since the 5th of November 2023, the first bulldozers illegally came over here and started tearing down our walls. As that happened...
Is that the rubble over there, which I can see?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So from the destruction, we took the materials and we barricaded the land to prevent further attacks or at least delay them.
And in front of me, I can now see a kind of temporary shelter. Is that what it was?
Yes, it's our headquarters, basically. And over here, for the past 700 days, we've been protecting and monitoring the land 24/7. At all times, with cameras and with a well-organized communication system that we have put in place between the different community members.
And why do you need to be here 24 hours? They might come at any time?
Because we live in very uncertain times, so they can literally come at any time and attack us. So our presence is vital to safeguarding our heritage on this land and our presence.
the defenders of the this area, do you get attacked?
Yeah, we got more than a dozen attacks. The biggest one happening on the 28th of December, 2023, where about 20-30 armed thugs came here with electric chainsaws, with batons, with full aggression, trying to intimidate us, to kick us off our land. Obviously, the Armenian community united, galvanized by this external threat, and we stood firmly. Every attack they sent even reinforced our conviction in staying here and protecting our heritage.
And who pays for these thugs who come? And do you know who sends them?
We don't have exact direct link, but one of the attacks, the District Court of Jerusalem pinned the blame on Zana Gardens. It's a property development company registered in Israel and the UAE. In my opinion, it's just a front to take over Armenian land.
And when you get attacked, presumably you just call the police, don't you?
Yes, normally in any democratic country, that's how it should work. You call the police, they break it off. But the police, even though the police station is 5 minutes away from here, they took a lot of time to respond. And when they came, they were very aggressive with us and even arrested some of our boys over here for merely defending their land.
And who, is it a Palestinian police station? Because we're in occupied East Jerusalem, or is it an Israeli police
station? It's an Israeli police station, yeah. And it's literally 5 minutes away from here. So yeah. We haven't had the best relations with them since the past few years. They've been very rude, very aggressive, and even though we're very peaceful and we always dialogue and communicate in order to reach a proper understanding, they have always been aggressive and reluctant to see both sides of the issue.
Mr. Netanyahu said just a few days ago that Israel was the great defender of Christianity. What do you say to that?
I don't think so. These are just words and they have no basis in reality, in my opinion. The Christian presence in Jerusalem is under attack. And if we don't stand united, we will lose the Christian presence in Jerusalem.
So you're on your own?
I mean, we've had help from ecumenical support from the different patriarchates, from Christian activists.
But not the Israeli
groups.
State?
Israeli activists have supported us, yeah. Yes. And a lot of Israeli supporters have stood by us. But in as far as the state is concerned, nothing tangible.
Of course, you do get very brave Israeli activists. I've been in many of the villages, yeah. You know, where there are demonstrations of against the settlers stealing yes. the land, and you will often find Israeli activists yes, coming from yes. Tel Aviv and elsewhere who are with the villagers.
Yes, yes, and even over here, when our priests go to processions to the Holy Sepulchre or different Christian sites, a group of activists with GoPro cameras, they monitor them in order to report hate crime attacks against them. And just last year, an astounding report came out that 50% of the hate crimes were targeting Armenians. It's a very strategic road over here. I mean, it's strategic in every way. It's the highest point on Mount Zion. Mm-hmm. It has biblical significance, it has economic potential, it has strategic potential. So it's coveted by many, this land, and Armenians have protected it against a lot of people, and they fought tooth and nail to preserve this land, this specific land, the Cow's Garden.
And the priests, when they're attacked, come where? Along the...
They exit the Armenian quarter through the convent gate. Yeah. You can't miss it, it's right there. And they walk to the Holy Sepulchre through the old city of Jerusalem.
And that's when they get attacked.
Yeah, they get spat on, harassed. It's a daily occurrence almost.
Daily but,
yes,
occurrence.
Yes,
yeah.
But even the Armenian civils who are non-clergy, and you can't tell them apart usually by their attire. Even we are attacked frequently. I mean, whether it's graffitis, whether it's pepper sprays, whether even a few years back, one of my friends almost got stabbed. So it's been a very difficult period for us over here, very challenging. But again, as the difficulties approach, as the challenges increase, our resolve increases with it. So we're a united community. We know our rights and we know our heritage, our history. And they're simply not for sale. Our history and our presence is not for sale.
And who are these people who spit on you and attack you as you go to church?
More often than not, they're extremist Israelis, extremist...
What does that mean, extremist?
Mostly religious extremist, religious extremists, sorry. Mm-hmm. And they, I mean, as soon as they walk past the convent gate, when they read Armenian writing or see a cross or something, they spit at the entrance of the Armenian quarter. So again, it's a daily occurrence. If I put a camera at the entrance of the convent and monitor it for a year, I think we'll have more than 1,000 incidents reported.
And you say this, these attacks, they started on in November 2023.
Yes.
And I think there are two things one might associate it with. First of all, I think I'm right in saying that the Netanyahu government had come in.
I mean,
with its coalition with Ben-Gavir in charge of
nationalism. Yes, with extremist figures like that to embolden violence of this nature. It's exacerbated the situation over here. It's made it more difficult. But even before the arrival of this extremist government, it's always been an issue. Mm-hmm. So it's increased, evidently, but it's always been an issue.
So what is the building over there, which was it? Was that where, is that where the attack was made?
Or yes, here? As you can see, the debris over here, the damage, this is where the first bulldozer damaged the wall and began tearing it apart. As soon as that happened, again, the entire community gathered around here. We literally sat on these walls and stood in front of the bulldozers. The bulldozer went left, we went left with it, it went right with it, it tried to intimidate us to no avail. So,
this is where you were.
Yeah, basically.
Is it all right if we come in?
Yes, of course.
Welcome.
Feel free.
Thank you.
So, these are our boys here. We each take turns monitoring and guarding the land. We've been here for the past 700 days, continuously, non-stop. We also have monitors to check out the perimeter to see if there are any attacks happening or any risk of attacks.
Yep.
We have a sophisticated communication system between us where we message each other in order to inform each other of an impending threat.
Yes. You were expecting anything tonight?
I don't think so, but in this region, you never know.
Yes. When was the last attack?
About a year ago.
Yeah. So it's not been recent?
No.
But it can come at any moment?
Yes. And the uncertainty is the most difficult part, honestly. Mm. Everything else we've managed to push back, but the uncertainty, not knowing when they're going to attack, that's the main issue.
How many Armenians are here at the moment in Jerusalem?
Give or take 2,000 Armenians.
Just 2,000?
Yes. So a clear minority.
And so this area here, which is under threat, what percentage of the Armenian presence in the old
the
city?
The bulk of the Armenian presence is concentrated in the old city of Jerusalem, specifically in the Armenian St. James Armenian Monastery.
And so would they, if this land goes, how much is it? Is it a quarter?
This land is 11,500 square meters. It's 25% of the quarter.
Yeah.
If we lose it, it's only a matter of a generation or two before the Armenian presence disappears incrementally.
And what does that mean for Christianity?
I mean, it's a major blow. We're the first Christian nation. Just in the Armenian Patriarchate, after Yerevan, we hold the largest manuscript library in the world with countless priceless documents and historical documents that attest to our presence. And as I said before, we've had relations with different empires, different dynasties. We've had dialogue even with the Ottomans, who were responsible for the genocide of 1.5 million Armenians. Even with them, the Armenian Patriarchate had the diplomatic channel.
You go to Israeli ministers and say, look, our presence here in Jerusalem is being threatened. We're being attacked. The police aren't helping us.
Yeah, we've approached a few, but there hasn't been a broad support. Some Israeli civil societies and activists, they join us, they support us, very vocally so. But on a state level, there hasn't been a tangible action from their part in order to save and protect.
The Netanyahu government has not lifted a, not, according to you, has just done nothing.
Nothing, no. Nothing at all.
Well, thank you very much for explaining the situation here.
My pleasure.
I do find it quite amazing to be sitting in a sort of makeshift, outside a makeshift shelter in the old city of Jerusalem, surrounded by rubble and a barricade to protect one of the very oldest Christian communities in the world, and to learn that Christianity is under some kind of existential threat from the Israeli state. I don't think this is widely understood, and it's deeply shocking and a complete travesty of everything, even that Benjamin Netanyahu says, who claims that Israel is a great protector of Christianity.